In just a minute, Bill sings the old folk song Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Rhyme in this week's Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Ophira, nation in shock, fury, crisis, outrage. Those were just a few of the real headlines we saw this week in response to a change to what timeless British icon?
Oh, the delightful Easter cream egg.
You're so right. Known as the Cadbury cream egg. Well done, Ophira.
Yes, I love those.
The Cadbury cream egg is a cherished British candy. It's laid by the royal chocolate chickens kept at the Candy Palace at Windsor. But this week, Cadbury announced a change in the chocolate recipe for the shell. And the British people are outraged. They're calling it unacceptable. The Telegraph newspaper said that the candies aren't just sweets. They're, quote, edible time capsules that take consumers back to their childhood with every mouthful, unquote.
They're time capsules kind of because usually the ones on the shelf have been there a long time.
They're terrible.
It is. They really tried to replicate an egg, which is not a good way to approach a candy.
No, yeah. Roxanne, this week Pope Francis said that free speech is a right, but you should not make fun of people's religion or who?
How about a hint?
Well, not the Papa, but...
Papa.
Not the Papa.
Don't make fun of mothers. Don't make fun
well, not
of
just
the
mothers,
Virgin
not,
Mary.
No, not just mothers in general, but...
His mother.
Exactly right. His mom.
Wait, is his mother still alive?
Well, it depends what you mean by alive. Pope Francis said that free speech was very important, but he was careful to add, and just to be clear, this is a quote from the Pope of Rome. Quote, if my good friend says a curse word against my mother, he can expect a punch, unquote. Now, with all respect to the Pope, and of course to his beloved, we presume, late mother, could somebody please walk up to him and insult his mom? Because people of all faiths can agree it would be awesome to see the Pope punch someone. Now, the Pope's threat to defend his mother's honor with his papal fists seems at odds with, oh, say, Jesus.
What's the line for the Pope? I know we're all into cool dad Pope, but like, threatening to beat people up, is that... That's like drunk stepdad Pope.
It is.
Oh, be careful. Yeah. The Pope's down in the den watching the fights. You don't want to interrupt him.
No, the Eagles lost today. Don't go in the basement. Pope dad is not in the good mood.
I think you're wrong. I think the Pope would be a Cardinals fan.
Oh, well played, sir.
How about the Saints?
How about the Saints? Yes, he makes a good point. Thank you. Ophira, scientists from Berkeley have determined that the first conversation ever, the first time our ancient ancestors spoke to each other, they now believe that they were likely talking about what?
Being Jewish?
Oi. That was the first word. Oi. Sorry for no. They did not talk about being Jews.
Oh, okay. No. The very first conversation, the threat of the very first conversation. Well, I would assume it had to do something with food.
It was not, oddly enough. That's not what they believe. We don't know. No one was there.
Sure.
But this is speculation.
Speculation. All right. Yeah. Do you want to hint me after I've gotten it wrong?
The first sentence might have been something like, "So, did you get that over at Cave Depot?"
At Tools?
Yes, Tools.
Yeah.
Scientists now believe that it wasn't until we began using tools that man began speaking. See, the first conversation ever began, we presume, when caveman Og built a new patio in the back of his cave. And caveman Chad asked him how he'd done it. And Chad was like, tool? By the way, when Berkeley scientists say man's first conversation, they mean men. Women had been talking for centuries, but no one, of course, ever listened to them.
I just like...
They can never find their tools.
I love the idea of these two cavemen just having a conversation about construction. Like, measure twice, bash once.